May we be a shining light to the nations, a shining light to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the glory of your name. May your pure light shine through us.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to Good News Community Radio, Hope for the Nations. We are excited about what God is doing in Africa. Zambia hosted its Love Africa conference from the 4th to the 9th of August, and we were able to go and listen to the many testimonies and connect with many organizations throughout the world that joined in the celebration, thanking God for what is happening in Africa at this time. Many African churches and leaders were present and involved in global missions. These are exciting times. Despite all the challenges Africa faces, there are also many opportunities to share Christ to the nations within Africa and abroad. Today, let us pray that God would use Africa and the churches as we make ourselves available for God's Holy Spirit to move and bring about transformation and change in every life that comes into contact with His Word. We also realize that there are many countries in Africa where Christians are being persecuted for their faith in Jesus Christ. They have taken a step of faith to believe in Christ as Lord and Savior, and many are suffering for the stand in their faith. But despite the hardships they face, many have great testimonies of how God has changed and used them even in prison to share the gospel among other non-believers. Today we will be hearing from Charity and Mark, who have been missionaries in Africa. Charity visited South Africa and shared her vision to mobilize the African churches to send out missionaries. She is now married and traveling with her husband to continue the work God has called her to do. Thank you, Charity, for sharing with us today about your journey of faith. Please share with our listeners about your journey in Africa and what God is doing.
Hello, my name is Charity, together with my husband Mark, and we are from Kenya, currently serving in Zambia. Thank you so much, Anusha, for having us in this space, Good News Community Radio.
Good evening, everyone. One of the biggest challenges we have faced as a couple is to leave our nation, our people, and answer to mission call together, as you know. Becoming a missionary isn't like becoming an accountant or any other vocation. God calls missionaries in a unique providential way. Another challenge we have faced is to live known for the unknown. Recently, my wife and I were in Tanzania, a nation that we felt is predominantly Christian, but we were in an area that people are practicing witchcraft. And we felt an urgent need of spreading the gospel in that area. The word of God admonishes us to occupy till our Lord Jesus comes. God is calling us to occupy geographical locations of the earth and establish its reign in the region, so that the kingdom of the earth will become the kingdoms of our God, in Jesus' mighty name.
I've been privileged by God to serve around Africa in some of the nations like Malawi, Guinea, and Mali under very difficult terrains and circumstances. And allow me to say that one of my greatest joy in my life was to receive Jesus as my personal Savior. And second to that, my greatest joy has been leading other people to the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the nations are so lost that they cannot see their lostness. There is a great need of God's mercy. And we are called to bring hope. And God is ready to work in the hearts of these people. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave us a command to go and make disciples of every nation. And His will is that every tongue nation will hear the gospel and have a chance to respond to it. Even though missionary work may be taxing and sometimes very difficult, it is more worth it to make disciples who can love, worship Jesus, and in turn make disciples themselves. Let me say that around Africa, the church is facing numerous challenges in our society. And sometimes us missionaries would wish that there was an easy way to share the gospel to the unbelieving communities around us. But that is not the case. In most African countries that I've visited, what once seemed or looked like open doors to share the gospel is now a serious challenge which threaten the destruction of the Christian faith. And another challenge is that there is a lot of compromise with the standard of the world or walking in the path of the world. Today it seems the Church of Jesus Christ has been more influenced by society rather than the society being affected by us. One of the experiences that often refreshes my heart is when I meet Christians from my continent, Africa, that are sensing a call of God to the unreached and the least reached, and are actively praying and preparing to that end. And the church is fully supporting them and behind them. And you know, I don't hear that most of the time. And often I ask myself the question, why don't I hear this from many people from my continent, while are my own people not thinking about taking the gospel to the unreached lands that desperately need to hear the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ? Doesn't God want to use my continent, Africa, and my nation, Kenya? And you know, the will of God is none to perish, but all to come to the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The will of God is that all the nations will hear the gospel and respond to the same. One of the challenges my husband and I have faced in the past few months as we go around the Kenyan church mobilizing the church towards the unreached is our people asking us, why have we left our country? Why can't we come back and help clean our own backyard before going into somebody else? So our prayer is that the Kenyan church will see the need to send missionaries to the unreached and also to support them.
Lord, I want to thank you for my country, Kenya, and for the love that you have shown upon it and chosen it among nations. I pray that your presence will continue to be seen, your love will continue to permeate communities, villages, towns and cities, that your word will be heard, that your voice will be felt, and that your mighty hand will move to save and bring the lost to you. I pray for missionaries. I pray for the national leaders. I pray for local church pastors. I pray for church plant servants, evangelists. I pray for departments within our church that, Lord, you will lead and guide each one to work in honor and in favor of your name, that we will not be in competition, but we will seek unity and find you faithful in a very special way. I pray that you will pour down your Holy Spirit on each and everyone who calls upon your name, that we will be able to live a life worth of your calling, and truly we will be letters that can be read, and glory and honor will come back to you. Thank you for the children of my country, and the love that you show to those who are lost and do not have a hope. We pray that, Lord, you'll bring grace to them and show love to all the children, that they may come to know you as Lord and Savior. We cannot stop praying for our young people, knowing how vulnerable they are in the current society, where much is available for them that is not good. We pray that you'll protect them against bad media. You protect them against drug abuse and sexual abuse. We pray that you'll give them good company and friends. We pray that you'll walk with them in the journey of faith, and that they'll be able to stand firm and love you, knowing that you care. Thank you, Lord, for the women of our church and the men of our church. Help them to live exemplary lives that will draw others to you, that our communities will experience a change because our members, our church, is living out in the community what you want them to be. Thank you, God Almighty. Thank you for your favor and your faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Matthew chapter 9, verses 36 to 38, the Bible says, "When he saw the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest.'" Let us pray that the Lord will indeed help us to pray to him to send out workers into his harvest field. Let us continue to listen to Mark and Charity as they share about their journey in Africa as missionaries.
When Jesus gave the Great Commission according to Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he gave us a mandate to reach out to the humanity who are still under darkness. We are living in a dispensation which will usher in the return of our soon returning, the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. From my personal experience, we still have a very large number of people who are unreached with the gospel. A classic example is the country in the Horn of Africa, the country of Somalia. This realization is on the contrary of the Great Commission that our Lord Jesus Christ gave to us. Taking Kenya as an example, we are called to bring revival to the nations, but the majority of the Kenyan churches are concentrated within the major towns, ignoring the local communities, which are still unreached, like the Maasai community in the northeastern parts of our great country, Kenya. Some of these regions are predominantly 80 to 90% Muslim regions, like the Mandera, Marsabit, Moyale, Garissa, Isiolo, and the like. Another good example is the country where we are currently serving as missionaries, which is the country of Zambia, where people still believe in ancestral worship more than the living God. There is an urgent need for evangelism, just like the word of God says in Romans chapter 10, verse 14. The scripture in Romans 10, 14 says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.'" Let us pray. Father Lord, we want to come before you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Father Lord, for the continent of Africa. We want to thank you, Lord, because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, just like your word says in Matthew 9, verse 38. The harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest, so that we might gather out the lost souls. And for this reason, Lord, we want to glorify your name to the honor and glory of your name, in Jesus' mighty name. Dear Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for giving us this opportunity to serve in the field, in the continent of Africa, especially the areas where the people are unreached. And we thank you because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, just like your word says in Matthew The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his field to the honor and glory of your name. We pray this trusting and believing in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, too many times we are caught up in our own personal needs and entertainment, and we forget about the spiritually lost millions that still need to hear the gospel. Dear Lord, I pray that though the task seems enormous, we know that nothing is impossible with you, O dear Lord, and your kingdom should be our highest priority, even when it comes to prayer. O Lord, I pray, my Father, for our dear listeners as they take the challenge of going or serving, of giving. Make them, my Father, to be part of this great army that will bring the end time harvest. Help us, my Father, to see the urgency of preaching this gospel to the ends of the earth. I pray that, trusting and believing in Jesus' name. Please pray for us as we settle as a couple here in the nation of Zambia. Also pray for protection around our hearts, marriage, and our home. Also pray for the local church that we are involved in. We'll have the same burden to preach the gospel. And also pray for the local communities will hear and embrace this gospel. My Zambian number is +260 97 511 0706. I will repeat, my Zambian number is +260 97 511 0706. My email is waweru, which is a small cap, waweru254 @yahoo.com. You can also reach to me through my dear sister Anusha, and thank you, Anusha, for giving my husband and I the platform to the opportunity to share in this platform. God bless you abundantly.
That was Charity and Mark from Kenya. We are so privileged to hear stories of what God is doing on the field, and I pray that you will pray for them as a couple and also for their ministry. And as Charity shared, in Kenya, she is often asked, why is she going to other countries to share the gospel when there is such a need in her own country? But time and time again, we see in the Bible, God is sifting people around and they cannot be stagnant, or they will become comfortable and forget the plans and the purposes of God for their lives. I urge you to move around in your communities until you feel led to step out in faith to those outside your comfort zone. There is a great joy in meeting new people, experiencing new cultures, and traveling the world. Get involved in missions and find out how you can use your career as your mission field. We are here to help you get started on your mission journey. Get involved in missions and find out how you can use your career as your mission field. We are here to help you get started on your mission journey. If you want to know more about the opportunities to serve, contact me, Anusha Mudli, on 067-935-0956. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Have a blessed week.
May we be a shining light to the nations, a shining light to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the